461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Listen online at ILoveTheTruth.com. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion that we have each and every day on issues that we're faced with. We're talking about today First Amendment at risk. Perhaps you say, that's not news. It's not. Perhaps you say, well, I'm not interested. Well, if we lose our Bill of Rights, First Amendment, including the freedom of speech and the religious liberties, we can toss in the rest of it, ladies and gentlemen. We can just shut it down. And the march, the drumbeat, and the focus, almost a 24/7 cycle in America today, is to remove, to cancel our Bill of Rights. First Amendment, the freedom of speech, religious liberties in the crosshairs today. Ladies and gentlemen, the freedom of speech and the religious liberties that our Bill of Rights guarantee are under assault as never before. And I don't know about you, but it's bothersome to me that we can have a certain group in America, a couple of groups in America, maybe 1%, 2%, 3%, 4% of society, and they seem to dominate the policy, the procedure, the rules, the regulations, and the administration, both in federal and state and local governments. We're eating up with the sodomite agenda, the LGBTQ, with the massive push to force Christians, conservatives, and patriots to embrace and to celebrate an ungodly, unholy, sinful lifestyle. Perhaps you're aware of it, perhaps you may not be. The agenda of the sodomite group, then as they call themselves the LGBTQI+, we'll talk about that. The agenda has been since the early 70s to break down the door, to tear into the local New Testament church, and force Christians and pastors and religious organizations to not only recognize, not only to embrace, but also to celebrate the ungodly lifestyle. We're talking about that today on a broad basis, but we're narrowing it down to what's taking place with the sodomite agenda for Duval County, Jacksonville, Florida, with the chief promulgator of City Council Bill 2024-0334 being pushed by an open, in-your-face, unabashed homosexual. It's on City Council. And I believe it's time that we as Christians, conservatives, and patriots speak out. So that's our focus today. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we need to speak out. We stand in a position today across America where today doctors are not able to stand up and speak the truth about the dangers and the damages of the transsexual surgeries, risk of losing their credentials. We're in a position today where professors must use the right pronouns or lose their professorial relationship with the universities. We're in a position today that we are wanting to push, I said we, the governmental authorities, local, state, and national, wanting to push thought police to ascertain whether or not our actions were born out of hate in some fashion. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that opens Pandora's box to thought police. We'll be talking about that today, and remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues day to day, we do so based on the authority, the infallible, inspired, inerrant word of God, the scripture, the truth book. We find in John 8:31-32, Jesus speaking to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus himself says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God, "Thy word is truth." And ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 117 verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So listen very carefully. We can have those that want to dissent against truth. We can have those that want to challenge, chide, and reject truth. We can have those that will try to tell a half-truth, but a half-truth is a whole lie. And we find in the society in which we're living in today a mindset that's detracting from and has a desire to destroy truth. It was the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell wrote these words: "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." But ladies and gentlemen, truth matters. Truth matters regardless of what part of the nation we're in. Truth matters regardless of whether or not it's the socialist Marxist media or the demonically controlled democratic regime. Truth matters. We live in a society today where there's half-truths that's being considered as truth. I'm looking at a news headline. "Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth." And then it goes on. I find it fascinating. It opens up and says, Merriam-Webster in the Webster Dictionary says, "Truth is the body of real things. It is the body of events, facts, actualities, and the state of being, the case of fact," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, 55% of the age group called the millennials today, 55%, according to this survey, said there's no such thing as absolute truth. Their position is that each and every person has their own version and definition of truth. They determine truth. Truth is truth. It's based on absolute facts. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason we go back to the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God is the only real truth book that's found today. And when we talk about things that we are today about the First Amendment being at risk, and it's a being at risk because there's an attempt to undermine and destroy the First Amendment, the freedom of speech and the religious liberties based on ordinances, rules, regulations, and laws to protect the Sodomite community and to protect the Islamic jihadist. And that's primarily what it's about. And we'll get down to the rudimentary elemental thoughts of the nine-page bill that's being promulgated in Duval County. And at a point in time, we're going to open the lines and invite you to call in. Right now, I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're talking about real truth. Truth is important. Truth matters. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made this statement. "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." And that's my challenge. That's my encouragement each and every day on this broadcast. Let's Face the Issues is designed around the format of looking at issues and ferreting out truth and bringing that to you, our audience, and inviting you to participate with your insights, your questions, challenges, comments about the statements. Let's go back to truth. Defend the truth even to death. Are we doing that? That's what we're attempting to do. Go back to Ezekiel's statement as a watchman on the wall in Ezekiel 33:10, he talking about being a watchman on the wall. How should we then live? Ladies and gentlemen, based on the truth of the Word of God, how should we respond? How should we live, especially as Christians, conservatives, and patriots? How should we live? I believe we need to take a stand on it, on truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the faculty and the staff Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, how would you like to be a surgeon, a doctor, and you're wanting to blow the whistle on truth, and yet you can't do it in most cases because they will, blowing the truth, telling the truth, ladies and gentlemen, that's First Amendment right. But if you're a doctor or if you're in a professional realm with a nurse, et cetera, we've seen since the apex of COVID that you're not allowed to tell the truth. You're not allowed to stand for truth. You're not allowed to speak. You're threatened. Your job is threatened. If military today do not are not willing to bow and to bend and to carry the banner and the message of the sodomite lifestyle through the LGBTQ banners that they want him to wear on the uniforms, et cetera, they put out of military. Doctors today have the license challenged and are canceled if they do not take the stand that the government wants them to take on the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. I'm looking at a headline here. Surgeon indicted by the Biden's DOJ for blowing the whistle on child sex change speaks out. The Department of Justice recently indicted Texas surgeon Dr. Ethan Haim, H-I-H-A-I-M, Haim, who blew the whistle on the Children's Hospital performing sex change procedures on minors. The doctor told the news organization that he will not be intimidated or silenced, vowing to fight the allegations in court. In 2023, the doctor discovered that the Texas Children's Hospital was performing pediatric sex change procedures despite the hospital administrator previously telling the public that their child gender program had been shut down. The article further reads, threats of prosecution materialized this week when the U.S. Marshal appeared at the doctor's home and summoned him to court, appearing in court on Monday. Quote, this is the doctor says, we're entering the area that we have to fight back. I'm not going to be silenced. I'm not going to be intimidated. And the most likely chance we have of winning will be in the courts. Ladies and gentlemen, let me read his statement again. He said, we have to fight back. I'm not going to be silenced. I'm not going to be intimidated. That ought to be the mantra of everyone listening on the sound of my voice today. As Christians, as conservatives and patriots, if we do not speak up now, I am very, very much fearful that we'll not be able to speak up in the future. It's either now or never with Christians taking our stand. We're in the last of the last days. I believe we're witnessing today the stage being set for God's judgment on a nation that's been inundated with the sodomite agenda, that's being inundated with sin, immoral, unethical things that's taking place in our society. Not accepting, of course, America's turning our backs on Israel. But I believe God is judging us today as a nation. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's part and parcel because of what is taking place. But right now, Pride Sodomite Celebration Month. Listen, it's the Pride Sodomite Celebration Month. There's a push to force moral, ethical citizens to embrace and to celebrate. The churches, the Christians, the pastors are now being condemned, threatened, with being charged as criminals if we publicly preach or teach against the sodomite agenda or the consequences, or if any way we condemn the Islamic jihadist and their invasion in America. And don't you dare think that this is just rhetoric. Don't you dare think that this is some conspiracy theory. We're witnessing today Islamic jihadism rearing its head up and ready to take control in American government. And yet I see silence in the pulpits. I hear silence on the part of Christians and conservatives and patriots. There's an attitude that, well, that's their problem, it's not mine. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, even some of the most liberal media talking heads on the Communist Network News are now sounding the alarm that there's a problem and a danger ahead. But those same Communist Network News media voices are not sounding the alarm of the danger of the saturation of America with the immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle being pushed by the sodomite LGBTQ agenda and the proponents thereof. We're witnessing that today. And ladies and gentlemen, right here in Jacksonville, Florida, the city council introduced a Senate proposal, or the council proposed bill 2024-0334. That if that bill, ladies and gentlemen, is approved, it's going to criminalize the churches, the voices of Christians, religious organizations, and moral ethical believers. It will condemn, challenge, criticize, and criminalize our exercise of free speech. If this bill becomes reality and becomes a law, ladies and gentlemen, everyone at the sound of my voice are in danger of being charged with some criminal trespass or some criminal charge in relationship to what we say or what we do that will be translated as to hate crime. Now, I want to ask you a few questions, then we'll open our telephone lines for your call. Is there such a thing as hate crime? Does our Bill of, do we find any place in the Bill of Rights where hate crime is identified? What is a hate crime? Who adjudicates a hate crime? Who makes the decision that it's a hate crime or not a hate crime? How is that to be ferreted out if we pass a so-called hate crime bill? Back in 2017, January 2017, an HRO, human reprobate ordinance, it's really human rights ordinance, I've always called it the human reprobate ordinance, passed in Duval County. Now, this is this bill, which is Ordinance 2024-334. It is to expand that human reprobate ordinance that was put in place in January 2017. You know what's happened? Let me just give you my little take on that. They've not been able to bring the dragnet close enough to be able to charge, incarcerate, and penalize Christians enough. They want to make sure that the law or the bill, it becomes law and is broad enough with enough tentacles that whatever you do, whatever you say, if we do not walk the line, if we do not walk that chalk line that's set up by and decided by and determined by those that are immoral, unholy, ungodly leadership in our city and our nation and our state, that they make the determination. They decide what is hate speech. They decide whether we've disobeyed the law or not. They make the decision, not our Constitution, not our Bill of Rights, not our Bible, but they, the ones that are wanting to push this sodomite agenda, ladies and gentlemen, will make the decision. Listen very carefully. I'm going to touch on this very briefly and open our lines. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill that's introduced in Jacksonville, Florida, 2024-0334, if approved, it will criminalize Christian free speech. Now, I could say that and there'd be a blanket statement that settles it all. It will criminalize Christian free speech. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it will penalize churches and pastors and Christians if our marquee out front, marquee, billboard, sign. Let me illustrate that. Back in 2003, 4, 5, 6, we were dealing with a confrontation from the Islamic jihadists. We put on our sign that Allah is a fake God, that Muhammad is burning in hell, based on the authority of Scripture. You would have thought we'd shot the president. The stupefied journalists and media with their cameras our church came under the fire and the cameras of those that said that we were talking on our billboard, we had hate speech. and wanted to chide and challenge our church for what we were doing, which comes right from the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It was published in World Magazine. Franklin Graham had a large interview. The media interviewed me in the World Magazine. And the front cover of the magazine said, "It is debate, not hate." There's a purpose, ladies and gentlemen, for us to having the freedom of debate, and it ought not to be categorized and put in the context of calling it hate speech. Therein lies the danger. But if we put something on the marquee that would simply quote, for example, 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, where it says that homosexuals are going to burn in hell. If we were to put on the marquee Genesis chapter 19, verse 25 and 26, where it says, God called fire down from heaven and destroyed the Sodomites in Sodom and Gomorrah, that could be called hate speech. Listen, they have put it into the position in this legislative proposal that anything that the church says, the Christian says, if we stand on the truth. Now, I'm not talking about these pop-up churches with voodoo theology that will not talk about the Word of God and what God's Word says, what God calls a sin. They wouldn't have any problems with it. In fact, some of these same pop-up churches with the voodoo theology, they're embracing this sodomite protection bill. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody in America, city, state, and America, everyone has the freedom of speech, religious liberties. There's no one that is out from under the banner of being protected if something were to take place from the standpoint of an act of crime against an individual. But we all not to try to correct those things, the few things that happened. We need to understand from a Christian perspective, Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? It's the heart. Ladies and gentlemen, but we can't have thought police depending on determining what our heart believes and thinks and says. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over to question or comment, please.
No, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning. I hope you're doing well.
Hey, I am. And you know what? Everything you just said, I can't repeat it. Everything you just said, it is so true. I mean, people are so ignorant. I apologize for saying it like that, but they cannot see what this administration is doing to America, and especially in the churches.
Yes.
They're trying to shut you down. They're trying to shut you down. I mean, I've heard stuff, and I'm like, whoa. You know, like be a watchman on the wall.
That's what we need to do. And the stand that we ought to take is to say no to any extension of the HRO. That's my mantra. And I believe that every citizen in Duval County, everyone that's listening under the sound of my voice, needs to understand what is taking place. And it's happening today, ladies and gentlemen, today at 3 o'clock. I'm looking at the amended City Council notice. Notice is hereby given that the City Council meeting member, Jimmy Peluso, P-E-L-U-S-O, District 7, he's the homosexual that's introduced the legislation with City Council, will host a meeting Tuesday, June the 11th, 2024 at 3 p.m. in the Don Davis City Hall room, Don Davis Room, City Hall, located at 117 West Duval Street, Jacksonville, Florida, to discuss 2024-0334. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me just, and I'll be making this announcement throughout this program today. Let me just make the announcement now that that meeting is held today at 3 o'clock. You be there. You be there. Let your voice be heard. And let the homosexual leader, the homosexual that introduced that bill that's leading that committee meeting, let him know clearly that we do not want any controls on our freedom of speech. Listen, we need to understand that freedom of speech, I may say something you don't like. You may say something I don't like. That's your freedom. That's your religious liberties. You can speak, and we ought not to be able to have a law that says what I can and cannot say.
Yes, sir.
So keep praying, keep looking up, and be salt and light. That's all I can say today, is everyone under the sound of my voice, speak up, be heard, be seen. If you can't go to the meeting at 3 o'clock that's being held at the 117, that's the courthouse building, 117 Duval Street, if you can't go to that, call the city council. Call that city councilman and say, no, to an HRO. Do not extend it. Call your city council, whatever district you're in. Thank you so much for your call today, and keep looking up, keep praying, and let's pray that God will intervene and this bill would be defeated before it ever gets to a final hearing in City Hall, our city council. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Raymond on the line. Raymond, go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Young. Well, thanks for taking my call again today. You're on it real well today, so I appreciate you taking up this topic on the day of this council meeting. I thought I'd just call in and give a few updates, and you kind of had just touched on that. So I sat up really late last night going back on the city's website to review some of these city council committee meetings, and the couple that I watched, one particular councilman was pretty upset over the deferrals this councilman opposed to the hate crimes bill. And so what appears to be this is the second time now that this bill has been deferred. At the last meeting about a week ago, it was basically said then that it was going to be deferred from tonight's meeting, meaning, in other words, it goes through a six-week cycle, and we were the city council was supposed to vote on this tonight. About a month ago, they deferred out of nowhere on a second reading. It was supposed to be a public hearing. They pushed that back 2 weeks. Now, I was home sick 2 weeks ago and missed that public hearing. I didn't get to go speak, but I have been there once before, and I'll be there tonight to speak against it. So it was simply blamed on basically red tape that there's two different things, a planning commission and a planning department. And so one of those planning departments did not issue a written statement to the council to say they had no recommendation, and therefore it had to be deferred. So it was a big red tape, you know, government at its finest, everything moving slow. This was the complaint from the councilman about what was happening. So that's why the actual vote that was scheduled for tonight, it's actually not on the agenda, but that doesn't mean we still don't need to be there. So just hold your thoughts there. But so it's not on tonight's agenda. But as you just mentioned, it is the bill sponsor, Jimmy Peluso, is one of three homosexuals. Three out of 19 council members are actual homosexuals. He is the most radical, open-out radical one. He is hosting a public meeting trying to push this idea. I don't really know what all is going to happen, but I will be there. There may be opportunity to speak at his meeting at 3 p.m. And then the full normal scheduled council meeting is at 5 p.m. And we are still allowed to speak during public comment. Anybody at any time can speak on any topic under the sun during public comment, which is usually scheduled from around, it's given an hour and a half of the meeting, and it usually runs from about 6 to 7:30. But the council meetings, the full council meeting starts at 5 p.m. And so we really, there's several groups, Duval Republican Assembly, My Ministry, Biblical Concepts, and others, Stand for Jacksonville, are encouraging everybody to attend tonight's meeting. Come and speak during public comment. You probably only get your 1 minute, but come and say no and speak out against the bill. It's just, as we've discussed before, this is absolute criminalization of Christianity and free speech.
Yes, it is. Raymond, hold your thought for just a minute. Let me go back to, I'm looking at the, on the office of the city council letterhead, it's amended meeting schedule or notice, and it does say in that for the meeting this afternoon at 3 o'clock that Jimmy Peluso, the city councilman of District 7, is leading. And it says this meeting is open to the public and all are invited. So you can go to that. You can listen. There may be an opportunity to participate, but just by the sheer numbers, we need to flood that room and say no to the extension of this HRO. And then at the meeting at 5 o'clock, the citizens need to be there and say no with the public speaking if given an opportunity. Raymond, if I can ask you to hang on till after the top of the hour news, I'd like to continue this conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia.